Say Big & Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, my name's AJ. I grew up in Michigan, but I moved to New Jersey when I was 17. The story that I'm going to tell took place in New Jersey. So I guess before I get started with the story, I should preface it with a little bit of my background. My family has quite the history with the paranormal. My grandma, my mom's side, my mom's brother, one of my sisters, and I can all see spirits. We've all had many experiences. I grew up in a haunted house, then we moved when I was 16 into another house that was way more haunted. I have quite a few stories from that house that I will tell at another time. Anyway, I'm not afraid of the paranormal. I like it. My grandma always taught me to stand up to spirits and embrace these gifts, so I've always felt that this kind of thing has kind of been drawn to me. But anyway, for this story, it was the spring and the summer of 2013. A bunch of friends, about 8 or 9 of us on a daily basis, would meet up at our buddy Drew's house after school or after work or whatever. We would all hang out and watch movies, play video games, go outside and have a catch or something. You know, we were all really tight and we always had a blast together, so our energy was always positive. Well, one day we were all in the living room and we heard a kitchen cabinet close pretty hard. We knew no one was in there, but we were just like, that was weird, then just shrugged it off. Well, this started happening very frequently and it was starting to freak us out. Things were beginning to escalate. we were all sitting in the dining room around the table, and we heard the front door, which was in the living room, open and then close. One of us yelled out, "Hello," and there was no answer. So I got up and went to the door and opened it to see if one of our friends was messing around, but there was no one outside, and all of our friends who were there were at the table when this happened. I can remember hearing the door open and close a few other times under the same circumstances. At this point, everyone believed the house was haunted. As spring turned to summer, we began having parties at Drew's house often, and people would always tell their weird stories, which seemed to escalate things further. To the point where I started seeing a man in this house. At first, it was a glimpse, but as we fed more energy into it over the summer, I would see him more and more, and he was getting closer to me. He was tall. Probably about 6'5", very thin, and all black. He was wearing what looked to be a long black trench coat with a black hat, like an old-timey, large-brimmed black hat. I know what you're thinking, like the Shadow Hat Man, or whatever he's called. When all this was happening, I didn't know that the Shadow Hat Man was a phenomenon until I heard about it on this podcast last week. When I heard about it, I freaked out because when I looked it up, the images that some people explained or drew were exactly what I was seeing. It was pretty chilling. But anyway, back to the story. As soon as I started seeing this man, I told one of my closest friends from the group. I didn't want to tell Drew because he had to live in this house. I didn't want to scare anyone or make them think that I'm nuts, but after a few weeks of this man getting closer and closer to me, and cabinets slamming and doors closing, I decided I had to at least tell Drew because things were getting pretty wild. So one night when we were all hanging out, I told Drew to come smoke a cigarette with me. We went outside and sat down at the picnic table, and I just came out with it. I said, "Hey man, I've been seeing this man in your house, and I think he's the one doing all this crazy stuff." He told me to go on, so I started to describe him, saying he's very tall, thin, all black, and he completed my description by cutting me off and saying long black trench coat and a hat. I was like, well, yeah. I was floored. I could not believe it. I asked him how he knew, and he said he had been seeing that man in his dreams for years. And that was crazy. We were both in a state of shock, almost. He believed that the man followed his dad when things weren't going well, which just last week I learned that's exactly what the Hat Man does. So a few days later is when it got real for me personally. I was sitting on the love seat in Drew's living room while him and my closest friend from the group that I mentioned earlier were on the larger couch to my left. We were just sitting having a regular conversation when I could feel and then see the man come up behind me, just behind my right shoulder. I thought it best to not give him a reaction, so I was ignoring him and continuing on with the conversation. A couple minutes later, I felt this man run his hand through my hair. Mind you, I had a baseball cap on and my hat did not move, but I unmistakably felt a hand start at my forehead and swipe back through my hair to the back of my head. As soon as it happened, I felt so much anger and rage fill my body, and I flipped out on my friends, telling them, like, "F you, and I'll beat your ass," and stuff like that. In my head, all I could think was get out. So before I lost it, I got to the front door and walked down the long driveway until I hit the road. As soon as I hit the road, all of my energy drained and tears came to my eyes. My friends obviously came outside to ask what happened, and I told them everything. And they were kind of in disbelief, and I don't blame them, but that day I didn't go back inside. I did return another day, and I told him, you know, you can't touch me. You can't mess with my emotions. We're not going to do this. You don't hold anything over me. And I guess he just kind of went away, because I don't remember anything in particular happening after that. But it was very intense when it happened, and it was crazy. So after hearing what I did on y'all's podcast, I had to share my story, because it's nuts. And you know, I really enjoy listening to you guys, and you know, I appreciate y'all listening to my story. So anyway, if you play this, that'd be awesome. If you don't, it's okay. But I hope to call back with some more stories. So yeah, anyway, have a good day. All right, bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.